Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Abigail calling from Family First Care about Daphne Cooper.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hi, this is Abigail calling about Daphne Cooper.
Hi, yeah, y'all always call me when I'm at work. Like, that's what you're doing. Yeah, like, every time. I don't know
I'm
if y'all
sorry.
Need to talk to me. No, it's cool. I don't know if y'all need to talk to me or if y'all could just give her the message. I tell her that and y'all that every time. But,
I wanted to know if maybe you can help with getting the services started, because I do see you're her assigned caregiver.
Yes.
And right now she was saying that she doesn't really have a place to live.
So she lives with her her son.
Sorry?
She lives with her son.
Right. She had told me that her son was not letting her in her house anymore, and she's trying to deal with this now. But I do know that she needs services.
Yeah.
Sorry, just a second. She would need to have to fill out a doctor's form to be able to get approved.
Right. Okay, so, I mean, I don't know if she's been throwing out. They've been asking her to fill out stuff. She's had her doctor send stuff over, and nobody ever got back to her. So I don't really know what's going on or what it is, but instead of y'all calling me, let me talk to her, and I will call y'all back. Because she's saying all this stuff, and I'm completely lost. So I'm going to have to call you back, and I'm going to talk to her. When do y'all close? When do y'all operation? I will know me.
Okay, fine. So if you could just let her know that we're trying to help her, if she would like, she can call us back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.